This tern was first found nesting in the U.S. back in 1959 in San Diego Bay, California. Since then, only a small handful of additional colonies have been established in California, and this restricted breeding range makes this tern vulnerable to disturbance. Fortunately for us, we can enjoy their presence along Bay Area shores, and now is that time. I'm Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week, the elegant tern. This is Bay Birds. Elegant terns are medium-sized terns with a shaggy crest and a long yellow to reddish-orange bill that appears somewhat droopy toward the tip. It has narrow, angled wings and forked tail and black legs. These black legs help distinguish it from the forester's tern, a smaller and more common tern in our area, since forester's terns have bright orange legs instead. Elegant terns also have a primarily white body with darker wingtips, and during the breeding season have an almost completely black cap with a crest that extends from the top of the bill to the back of the head. During the winter, feathers on the crown of the elegant tern change and almost have the look of a receding hairline with a white forehead and grayish black crown. Very social and noisy, elegant terns can be heard from almost a quarter mile away, especially when gathered in a cotillion or flock and calling simultaneously. As an observer, it's wonderful to watch them feed. Elegant terns fly over the water, pointing their bill down and plunging into the water to catch a fish just below the water's surface. Fish make up the majority of the elegant tern's diet, and on their breeding grounds in Southern California and Mexico, northern anchovies are their prime target. They will also catch other small fish, shrimp, and crabs as needed. The elegant tern has the most restricted range of any tern in North America. They are a coastal species, preferring shallow estuaries and bays, and occasionally can be found far out to sea. They only nest in isolated, flat, sandy, or rocky islands with little vegetation, and only 5 breeding colonies are known to date. The largest occurs on Isla Raza in Mexico. This spot hosts over 90% of the worldwide population. And although the elegant tern populations have been historically low, human disturbance, introduced predators, habitat degradation, and climate change seem to be reducing the population further. In California, it is listed as a species of special concern, and some feel strongly that both the U.S. and Mexico should list the elegant tern as endangered and begin recovery programs before it becomes too late. We are fortunate that elegant terns wander into Northern California after their breeding season and spend a little time here from midsummer through the early fall before heading back down to the west coast of South America for the winter. We've been seeing quite a few just offshore of our sanctuary lately. Be sure to grab your binoculars or spotting scope and head out to the bay to catch a glimpse before they leave. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito and Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from radiosausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at richardsonbay.audubon.org. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.